Well, the long holiday weekend continues with the usual travel by road, rail, and air. Chris Hills is the Orbit's air traffic analyst, and he joins us live right now. Chris, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. My pleasure.
Well, it's still going on, but how's Thanksgiving travel been so far this year for the airlines and the airports?
Well, Thanksgiving travel is the busiest travel season of the year, and so far it's lived up to that reputation. We saw quite a few passengers flying and traveling on Wednesday. Then the numbers decreased over the past couple of days and even today. And then we're expecting another big increase tomorrow and then on Monday as people travel home from the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Any problems anywhere?
Right now we're seeing some really gusty winds up there in the Washington, D.C. area and the New York area. So if you're flying into those airports, you could see some delays today.
Chris, what about fares this year? Were there any deals from the airlines, and did that contribute to more volume or less volume?
Deals this year. In fact, the good news is we also didn't see a fare increase. Year over year, Thanksgiving travel fares have been the same as they were last year. But we did see an increase in the number of people traveling. According to AAA, we saw about 43.6 million people, which is a slight bump over last year, which continues the four-year upward trend that we saw since 2008.
Do we go into a slump after the end of this weekend and before Christmas?
Yes, we definitely do. The number of people traveling really drops off for a little bit, and then they start picking up around Christmas and then drops off again right after New Year's.
Any change in fares between now and the end of the year?
The percentage increase in Christmas fares has gone up by about 8%. And if you're traveling over New Year's, the increase in airfare has gone up about 5% there.
But still, they're going to look at packing those planes pretty full, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. You're going to see some pretty full flights on those holidays as well.
Okay, bon voyage. Thank you, Chris.
My pleasure.
Chris Hills, the Orbit's air traffic analyst.